Hey everybody, Connor Collins here, and welcome to the first episode of a podcast that I've decided to call the Concast. And I'm just ready to finally, after a few years of debating this, enter the field of the podcast world for 2020. I've decided to commit to 48 podcast episodes. So this first episode is to introduce myself, but also hold myself accountable to say that I'm going to, in fact, produce 48 podcasts or attempt to produce 48 podcasts. So there's my New Year's resolution for 2020. It's going to be a lot of work, but I'm looking forward to the challenge, looking forward to the journey of it, and hoping to provide listeners with a little bit of value, whether it's you're a therapist in the field of manual therapy or exercise and rehab, or you're the general public and you just want to learn a little bit about nutrition, wellness, injuries, concussions, and that type of thing. For the first episode, I just want to spend some time introducing myself, tell you a little bit about my story and how I got to where I am now. So I am a massage therapist, sports injury therapist. I practice just outside of Toronto, Ontario and Canada, roughly 45 minutes west of there in a small town called Ancaster. And the majority of my practice is centered around people with either injuries, chronic or acute injuries, many of them in sport. And then a portion of my practice is dedicated towards concussion, acute concussion injuries, post-concussive symptoms or post-concussion syndrome, and then persistent post-concussive symptoms, which is more of a chronic state following a concussion. And outside of my clinical practice, I also spend time teaching. I'm on faculty in a local college teaching mainly anatomy to upcoming massage therapists. And then I've recently launched a two-day concussion course for massage therapists across North America, and hopefully to become international soon. Hopefully this podcast will help do that. So what got me to where I am today is really some luck, first of all, and just a series of events that I tried to take advantage of. And I think that everyone's kind of given a couple of instances in their life where they're presented with opportunities, and whether they have to take those opportunities or turn them down because of life circumstance. I chose to jump at a couple of opportunities that I consider myself to be pretty lucky to have gotten, and that's put me in a really good spot. In a very fulfilling career that I'm really passionate about. And I would say the first sort of seed was planted when I was in high school. I remember having a really important conversation with my dad at the time. And my parents are immigrant parents from the north of Ireland, and both very, very hard workers and have made themselves very successful. But one of the conversations with my dad was, work really, really hard, but reap all the benefits of your hard work through self-employment. So have the ability to make your own schedule and be responsible for everything that you earn. And for some reason, that conversation has never, ever gotten out of my mind. It's just something that I think that seed was planted, and I've always wanted to be self-employed and enjoyed sort of the stress and the roller coaster ride, which for many of you are familiar with in that world of self-employment. So that was number one in high school. Following high school, I went to university. Didn't really enjoy the degree that I was in, frankly. I took a health science degree. Realized that coming out of that, I knew a little bit about everything and was prepared to do nothing. I really wasn't ready to enter the workforce. I didn't even know what workforce I would have entered. And in my last year of my degree, ended up going to a job fair at the University of Western Ontario, where I was attending my undergrad, and having a conversation with a gentleman at the time that was in the school that I would eventually go to. And this was a combined program drawing elements from athletic therapy as well as massage therapy. And I really enjoyed the manual component of massage with the sort of sports injury aspect of the sports injury therapy program. So I went to school there, put in my hours. And then in my last year, within months of me graduating, one of my instructors was selling their practice, and they came into class and said that they were selling the practice and if anybody was interested to contact them. And I remember sitting beside somebody at the time, and they turned to me and they said, you know that this is made for you. And I went home, emailed the instructor, and we were able to come up with an agreement where I eventually purchased that practice and started my sort of 13, 14 year journey in therapy that has been incredibly rewarding in terms of it's led me to the ability to teach for the past 14 years at a local series of colleges. It's allowed me to travel through North America and hopefully internationally to teach my own philosophy on injury, taping, concussions, and has just given me so much for taking that little risk or perceivably little risk that was granted to me. And so that's probably my first kind of piece of advice for young therapists will come to me and often say, you know, how did you make it to where you are? Or what, you know, what did you do to get to where you are? And I think the first thing is everybody is offered an opportunity somewhere. And what you have to do is truly evaluate that opportunity properly within your inner circle, people that are going to give you advice that you don't necessarily want to always hear. So not just yes people, but looking at all aspects of an opportunity and seeing whether or not it's worth taking the risk and the leap to do so. I mean, this opportunity put me in close to 6 figures worth of debt coming out of school. I would do it all over again 10 times if I had the same choice. Now, many people would look at that and say, well, 6 figures worth of debt, I don't want to take the risk. But again, the reward from taking that perceived risk at the time has paid itself over and over and over in terms of that amount of debt that I had accumulated for that small period of time leaving school. So, you know, the first piece of advice for those new therapists is consider the opportunities that are granted to you, which may not always be monetary in nature, but they might be something else. It might be an opportunity to learn under a mentor. It might be a job that you're in that's not paying you quite what you want, but you can see the next rung on the ladder to get you to where you're going. So I think this is, you know, really, really valuable in terms of always keeping your eyes open. And, you know, when you see those opportunities, evaluating them properly and jumping at them if you feel like it's something that you really, really want. So the second piece of advice on the podcast today is to really just try and understand, you know, what are your strengths as you're coming up and becoming a therapist. And, you know, one of the things that I've learned and one of the reasons why I'm doing this podcast is, for me, a lot of this is an outlet of creativity. And I grew up in a family of 3 younger brothers, and all of my brothers and my dad can all play multiple musical instruments, and I cannot play myself out of a wet paper bag with anything. But one of the things that I've found that I'm reasonably good at is storytelling. I can get up in front of a group of people and I can draw them in with a story, or if I'm trying to talk about a clinical case, I feel like I can take stories and keep people engaged. And I used to write a lot, and the writing for me is a little bit more draining in terms of it's a little bit more long form. It takes more time to edit. But one of the things that I've been doing consistently for 14 years now is talking in front of people about injuries, health, wellness, and drawing from my own clinical experience to try and drive points home. My whole goal as a teacher is to take things that are perceivably really complex, like disease, injury processes, physiology, and try and break them down into the most simplest parts and then build them back up. You know, I think we learn best when we have a true understanding of the thing that we're learning, rather than just throwing stuff up on a board and trying to talk about definitions. And so for me, I want to take this one step further and try and push myself out of my comfort zone and put together a series of podcasts where I can continue to push my own boundaries in terms of how creative I can be with this production, as well as giving the listeners something that they can value and hopefully become avid listeners to the podcast and avid contributors to the conversation. So what I want to know from you for this first episode is, what's your story? What are things that really push you to get outside of your comfort zone? And are you a therapist? Are you an average person? What are some things that you want to learn? What are some things that you want to discuss in terms of this industry that's so important and continuing to evolve as the population continues to age? And people are always going to be injured. There's always going to be disease. But what we want to try and figure out is, what are some, you know, positive influences and positive ways that we can try and manage this? So that's it for the first one. Just quick, short introduction. Again, if you have any questions, comments, ideas for future episodes, things you want me to talk about, whether you're a student, whether you're a current therapist, whether you're an individual that wants to learn about an injury, please feel free to reach out and I'll be happy to put it towards those 48 that I've continued to hold myself to for 2020. And let's do this. We'll see you in the next one.